have to initiate that. So what if you don't have a club and you're a teacher and you're aware that you want to do something, but you don't quite have that group of students coming up to you asking to start a club? What can you do then? Well, one, take a survey and see if there are environments that wouldn't allow students to come up to talk to you about it. Maybe there are things happening in that environment that you're not aware of as an adult. So ask, how safe do people feel? And how safe would they feel if their friend came out to them? Just figuring out what the general climate is with other peers, because that peer pressure is, as we know, a force. So figuring out if the environment will even allow for something like that. And then as a teacher, be visible, have events that celebrate LGBT identities. There's lots of resources online about programs that have already been created. There's Ally Week, there's National Coming Out Day, which is October 11th. There's the Day of Silence that an organization named GLSEN puts a lot of resources into, and you can get packets for your schools. There is Harvey Milk Day if you want to take a historical approach to it. June tends to be recognized as Pride Month. So as a teacher, if there's no clubs and you don't have a group of students coming up to you asking you for your support, for supporting them, make sure you're still sending a message that this is okay. And get your allies involved. Get other students involved in celebrating. Because even in the communities where we think, oh, nobody, we don't have any LGBT youth here, you have allies. And allies are a really strong voice.